It's the countdown to Christmas.
Yes, the time has come.
We've made it to Christmas Eve.
The celebration has begun.
But sit back and listen.
Please don't be rude.
As we tell you the final tale of Welsh Mary Lude.
Who's there?
If there are men who can weave verse, oh, please answer us tonight.
Here are wonderful poets who are able to compose. They are your nightmares tonight.
Twilight? No, yeah.
TM.
TM. It's already TM'd. Whitney, Dad, what beautiful acting.
Ask me what it's called.
What is it called?
Poinco.
What?
That's a poinco.
Poinco.
Yeah. I'll explain much more, but first, Merry Christmas Eve!
Merry Christmas Eve to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas Eve to you, too.
Merry Christmas Eve to everybody.
We're supposed to shake
and
hands.
And to all a good night. That's it. Goodbye.
Shake hands.
It seems very formal.
Anyway, this episode is being put up on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yay. So, we're very excited. We have the whole family here.
Episode of what?
You don't... Where are we? What's happening?
Episode
Where am
of
I?
What?
The Bug in the World podcast. Welcome back. Please silence all cell phones. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle for the remainder of the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was that me?
That was you.
That's
interesting.
That
was you.
It is interesting. It's very interesting.
Weird.
Anyway,
weird how that
welcome
works.
Back to the Bug in the Rug podcast. As usual,
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Whitney. And we are joined by...
Once again.
Mom Sue, who birthed you.
And...
Hey, this is Dad Bruce, and it wasn't my fault. It was you that messaged me.
Oh.
It's your fault.
I but sent anyway. That message...
I don't know.
It's what Caitlin read to you.
It's okay. What he read. He read it too.
You read it.
I have no idea.
He can read.
Quit looking at their notes.
Anyway, thank you for having us back. We had a great time.
Did you use your intro to blame me for your phone going off during our podcast that we invited you to be on?
I should bring you back more.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why it went off.
It's fine. Wow, you have 3,000 Yahoo emails.
Well, I just transferred phones.
Oh, and it just says
and it
all
sent them all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was at like 5,500 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And so I've been deleting and deleting and deleting.
That's what you did at work
today? No, I can't take my phone into work. Do not ever suggest I have my phone with me at work.
Oh, I just, my email.
No, wait.
My email is connected to my phone, so if I delete it on my computer, it deletes on my phone.
I have no idea. I can't get my emails at work either, so.
Oh, okay.
Isolation. That's how they get you. Anyway.
Isolation.
64. That's not what it is.
It's concentration.
Oh, I thought it was constipation.
Isolation.
I can see isolation.
Constellation.
But your mama was going with it. She was like,
Mom knows how to play, right?
I know how to play concentration. How do we go to poo?
I know how to play constipation. Constellation.
Winnie, you
constellation.
That's another one.
That was a kind of cheese.
Oh, no.
Winnie, you had Dad read a beautiful poem to us at the beginning of the episode. We still don't know what it's about.
Good. Suspense. That's how I like to start my episodes.
And
tis
a
patience. If you've never seen... Oh my gosh, what's it called?
A Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. It's a great movie. Highly recommend. They're not sponsoring us, unfortunately. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody. Don't watch Rocky Horror Picture Show on Christmas
not
Eve.
Not tonight.
Don't do it. Our story tonight, which I'm going to tell to you all, and it includes a couple songs and some poems, and it's about a Christmas Eve tradition, and I'm really hoping that by the end, it won't keep you up at night, otherwise Santa won't come. But what I'm hoping is afterwards you'll still be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug.
Okay.
Capiche? Sweet.
Yep.
We're good.
Capiche?
Capush.
Quiche.
Capash.
On toast.
What? You're getting out of hand.
I'm growing bored. Tell me more.
Gringle's gonna eat her.
Gringle.
That's so 2 days ago.
Gringle? What's her name?
Gringle.
Grilla or Gringle?
The gremlins are coming for me.
But we might as well
Gringo.
Just mix it all together.
Gringo's gonna eat you.
The gremlins are coming.
Don't get them wet.
You know my biggest issue with this podcast? Are all these words that I don't know.
You're right. It's hard to put headphones in your ears and hear words. I don't know.
We don't have headphones.
No, but that's how you listen to a podcast. Oh. It's an audio medium and she's upset about words.
I've never listened to it on headphones. Only once.
They listen to it together while they hold hands and sip tea.
There's no sipping tea.
I'm sorry. And they sip alcohol. Martinis? No.
Pinkies?
Margaritas? Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, time
for tonight's Merry Christmas Eve episode is about Mary Lude.
Is that a person?
And is she lewd?
Kind of and no. Yes.
Kind of.
So Mary Lude is a Welsh tradition dating back around 3,000 years, supposedly to the pre-Christian era. Mary Lude itself, I want you to picture this. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to picture the head.
Not if you're driving.
Not if you're driving. But I want you to picture the skull of a horse. And I want you to picture it decorated in tinsel and flowers and just done up all pretty on a stick and then a sheet over it.
How can a skull be done up real pretty?
It's got lipstick on.
And how would you be able to see it if the sheet's over top of it?
No, the sheet's over the stick. Like if you wrap a blanket around yourself, just the head and shoulders.
Wait, go back. Close your eyes.
Erase it.
My problem was to open my eyes.
Picture a... hobby horse.
Okay.
No, you're not riding it, Dad. Stop. A hobby horse, but it's a horse skull, and then instead of the stick, you just see a white sheet, and it's a very fanciful Christmas hobby horse.
I have to open my eyes. I'm scaring myself.
Why isn't always a Christmas horse?
The Christmas back. Horse.
It's back again.
That's nice.
Is this Mary?
Wait, is the horse Mary Lude?
She's naked underneath, so it is lewd.
The horse itself, this symbol that you're picturing is Mary Lude.
Oh.
This is a tradition in Welsh called... Welsh?
Welsh.
One more time.
Welsh?
And...
No.
Hold on.
Welsh.
Welsh.
This is a tradition in Welsh culture where they have a decorative...
What does that mean?
Welch is
we didn't do
soda.
Rules. I don't know what that means.
Welch is the grape juice.
Yeah, Welch is... And
what's
Welch,
that mean?
Isn't it soda?
Does that mean cut?
I don't know.
No, Mom.
Director's
cut. Remember they read, like, take 33, and they slap it down.
I knew what she was talking about. Mom, this is not...
Why did we not have these rules at the beginning?
Anytime you want to concern her, you just go, director's cut.
No, we have that power. You tried to yell cut in the last episode, and we weren't about to allow
that. I didn't know there was hand motions. If I knew the hand motions, I would have went...
You don't have to do it in front of somebody else's face.
Cut it out.
Continue. I apologize.
It's Welsh.
Mom's suggesting it's the Welch's grape juice culture.
They might drink it.
But it's not. It's Welsh culture. They take a decorative horse skull and put it on a stick similar to a hobby horse, as I had you picture. They used to use glass bottles, the bottoms of them, the circular part, as eyes. But now it is... become Christmas ornaments for eyes, decorated in ribbons, bows, and tinsel with the white sheet covering the person who holds the horse.
Ooh.
Yes.
Where do they get the horse skulls?
I have no idea. I have no possible way of knowing that. Mary Lude is paraded through the streets with a troop of other men alongside this horse-like figure.
Are they just dressed normally?
Festively, but yes, they're not looking, they don't look like horses. Now, okay. Their goal... Now, this happens somewhere between Christmas Eve and New Year's. There's a range of time where this happens, depending on what neighborhood you live in. But the goal is to go from door to door and get inside your neighbor's houses.
That's
my goal. I'm sorry.
You're trying
That's
to get inside because if you can get
I've already done that.
If you can get inside their house, you can get food and all their ale.
And all their ale?
How? Ask me how. Ask me how you do this.
How?
How do you get all the ale?
How do they do that?
How did they get in their neighbor's house?
Would you please tell us?
I can't stand the suspense.
I bet they knock.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Big summer blowout. The homeowner will open the door and must battle the horse to keep it from coming inside. How do they battle? What is their weapon, you ask? Well, I'll tell you.
Fists.
No.
Pots.
Mistletoe.
Close.
Knives.
Mistletoe.
Pans.
Guns.
Oh, I was thinking pottery, but that's not what my notes say. It's poetry.
They battle them with poetry.
They do. They have to have a rhyme battle / poetry slam with the horse.
AKA rap battle.
With Mary Lude in order to... So the homeowner opens the door, and they have to battle the horse and the troop of men in order to keep them outside their home. If you lose to Mary Lude, if the homeowner loses, they must allow the troop along with Mary Lude inside their home and has to share all their food and ale with them.
Where is this?
Welsh culture.
Welsh. Where is Welsh? Welsh.
We had that whole argument about Welsh.
Is it Wales? Wales. Is it Wales?
We had this conversation. Yeah. I couldn't remember where Welshland was. It's
like, Wales. 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 Where Welshland?
There once was a man from London.
Is that it?
So is that why your name's Mary Lude? Because you can rhyme things with lewd, like rude.
Well, I'll get into Mary where her name lewd. Comes from.
You're
because
so
that's...
rude. Get out of here.
We're just practicing for the poetry.
Can we freestyle?
Was that any good?
Anyway, this is where the Pwnco comes in. P-W-N-C-O. There's also a G in there in some places. Don't ask me where in the word the G comes in, but some places there's a G in the word.
There's a B?
Are you done?
There's a vine where he goes, my name's Brian with a B, and I've been afraid of insects my whole life. And someone goes, where's the B in your name? Or where's the B? And he goes, there's a B.
He's been afraid of insects his whole life.
Oh, there's a bee.
There's a bee?
Dad, keep up.
Please pause the podcast while we explain the joke to my dad. He didn't get what all the buzz was about.
That's a real stinger.
That's a stinger. I know.
Dad
can't take my jokes.
He's starting to earn his stripes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, tell us about Pwnco.
You can be my wingman.
Okay, Pwncos are the calm response
or
rhyme.
Your honey.
She's my honey.
Good, sorry.
Listen, that's really sweet, but can we get back to what we're talking about?
Okay, we're good.
What's all the buzz about? All right.
Quit. Slow down.
Quit horsing around.
Okay, yes. Mary Lude.
Settle. Whoa, Bessie. Pwnco is the call and response rhyme that traditionally begins this encounter. Oh. That is the rhyme that we read at the beginning of the show. If there are men who can weave this verse, oh please answer us tonight. And the response is, here are wonderful poets who are able to compose. They are your nightmares tonight. And that second part is what the homeowner will say when they open the door.
Oh my God, that'd be so much pressure because what if someone knocks on your door and they say that? You have to know the response. And if you can't respond to them,
you lose the rap battle.
Then you already lose. You don't even get a chance to rap battle them.
So you have to say that exactly.
To start
if it. If they start with if there are men who we verse, oh please answer us tonight. Now this is a translation. Because it's obviously in Welsh. Or I'm assuming Welsh. That's a language. Yeah. It's in their native language. Yes, it's in Wales, like Jonah. It's in Wales, like Jonah, and...
It's just a big fish.
Something's fishy about this. Mm. We're having a whale of a good time here. Oh, anyway, you can keep some of our puns in and take out the ones you don't
They're
like.
They're all out.
This would be a blessing.
Except the one I said. I did say one.
Yes.
Silent shot.
Oh, Silent Night. That's our podcast after Caitlin takes out everything. All of our puns.
Get it.
Perfect for Christmas Eve.
Anyway.
I want a Pwnco.
Pwnco.
You want a Pwnco or you want two Pwnco?
Yeah.
Dad's excited.
later now.
This is Christmas Eve, the birth Eve of Jesus. Anyway.
Gotta start somewhere. What?
All right. Go.
Anyway, so the Poinko, this is the traditional way it starts it, and I've translated it as best I can from an old postcard, and I'll post the picture, and it's of a merry lewd figure and a troop of men saying this call and response as they go about the neighborhood.
Okay.
Now, this tradition is similar to what the Middle English called was hail, which means be in health and is what we today would know as wassailing, which is was originally begging for booze from door to door around Christmas time.
I never begged.
Isn't wassail a thing?
Yes. Yeah. So drink. Wassail is like a spiced drink that a lot of people enjoy around Christmas time.
It's one of Dad's favorites.
I know. That's why I was excited to talk about
my
this
my favorite
Dad.
Christmas drink.
I don't think I like it, do I?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay.
So, originally, wassailing would be what people who normally were less fortunate, they would beg for booze for door to door, and when they would normally be denied because everyone was in the Christmas spirit, they would either get to drink from the wassailing bowl of that home or have their own bowls filled with wassail. Now, today, and as, like, time went on, this was no longer a class-based tradition, so, like,
everybody
does it because it's something
fun. You know how that started? Someone didn't like their wives' wassail, and so they had to get next door.
We should be generous.
Give
them
this wassail away.
Yes. Now, the Mary Lude herself has several places that it could have originated from. It can be a New Year's tradition. It's also associated with Christmas, like I said before. There's also places that say that it can be celebrated on Halloween or Midsummer or Samhain, which is what we have talked about in a previous episode, which kind of makes sense with the skeleton horse. People who believe that it's held around the creepier seasons, although it's creepy season all year round here, bug and rug, but those who think it's more of a Halloween or Midsummer tradition believe that Mary Lude represents the dead coming back to life as a death omen to remind you of its presence.
Huh.
So they parade around in order for you to recognize that the spirits are with us and for you to acknowledge them.
Okay, Nightmare Before Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yes, kind
something
of.
To blue check. Something to blue check.
Some also relate Mary Lude to the goddess R-H-I-A-N-N-O-N, Rhiannon.
Rhianna.
Which means great queen. She was the Celtic goddess of fertility and of the moon.
Hmm.
Both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a big deal.
Wait, Mary Lude is supposed to be her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Under her
umbrella.
Ella, what?
But it's a horse?
She's supposed to represent that or have her origins from there, possibly. Oh. Some say her name also translates to gray mare, or when the Christian tradition came through, they said, no, it clearly translates to Holy Mary. This happened as the Catholic... Yeah.
The gray mare is the Holy Mary.
Holy Mary.
Well, Mary Lude, they translated it to Holy Mary because as Catholics came into the area, they thought that if they incorporated these holidays and traditions into their own... Mm-hmm. And then people would be more likely to buy into Catholicism. I think Samhain, we talked about that a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, because it's Saint All Saints Day.
Right. My favorite origin story was that Mary Lude is based on the Feast of the Ass, meaning donkey, or Festum Asinorium, or Asinaria Festa. Now,
feast your eyes on that ass.
Yes, exactly. Feast your eyes on that ass.
When I think of that word, I think of Whitney in the back seat. And we were playing the rhyming game, and I said, Whitney, what rhymes with grass?
And I said ass.
You said ass.
And I didn't understand why I was in trouble.
And then you said, like,
you weren't
donkey.
In trouble. Well, we were just laughing.
Anyway, some people relate it with this festival, which commemorates the flight of Mary and Joseph into Egypt from Bethlehem when King Herod's men were searching for Jesus in mid-January. So
that's why it could be January.
Right, so that's why it kind of moves into January. And depending on when you celebrate it, seems to be when people... They'll pick what they say it's based on, depending on when they want to celebrate Mary Lou.
All the time.
Yes. I go wassailing as much as I can.
I don't know. I don't know what we're saying anymore. But I found this really interesting, just because there's so many different origin stories. And nobody really agrees. The only thing people agree on is that it's a lot of fun.
I agree.
Now I'm sure you could probably freestyle if you meet Mary Lou and she comes to your house. But I would like to read you a couple of the songs and poems that I found that people give as examples of what you can say when she knocks on your door.
Okay.
So the first is called The Ballad of Mary Lou by Vernon Watkins.
Epic rap battles.
Epic rap battles of mystery. Mary Lou. Epic rap battles of the Welsh.
Versus.
Mary Lou. Versus. Homeowner.
That's really good. All right, The Ballad of Mary Lou. Mary Lou, horse of frost, star horse, and the white horse of the sea is carried to us. The dead return. Those exiles carry her, they who seem holy and have put on corruption, they who seem corrupt and have put on holiness. They strain against the door. They strain towards the fire which fosters and warms the living. Midnight, 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 midnight. Hark! At the hands of the clock. Now dead men rise in the frost of the stars, and fists on the coffins knock. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Poetry slam!
I thought
dunk.
It was going to be more of like, Mary Lou, you ugly.
Yo mama!
But it wasn't.
I feel like they didn't know what to say.
Very Shakespearean.
Midnight. He said midnight four times. No, that's
a, midnight rhymes with midnight.
That actually is the, so everything
midnight
before
at night.
Midnight is the beginning of a poem, and then midnight, 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 midnight is the last couple lines
Hark.
Of the poem. So I don't know if there's a middle. I just put it together.
I like it.
Anyway, the next one's called A Drinking Song by William Butler.
I like this one.
Wine comes in at the mouth, and love comes in at the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. I lift the glass to my mouth, I look at you, and sigh.
Does he love Mary Lou?
I don't know.
He fell in love with a horse skeleton.
Creepy.
So, the last one...
What a romance novel that would be.
The last one I want to read is kind of long because it's supposed to be a song.
Cool, 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 cool,
okay.
cool.
It's a whole page. This version of the back and forth between homeowner and Mary Lou was collected in 1953 at Brynmenyn, Brynmenyn, near Bridge End, and preserved by the National Museum of Wales. So this is what the National Museum of Wales considers something that you would say if you were faced with Mary Lou.
Okay. They recorded this?
They wrote it down. I don't think that they...
Recorded this on their iPhones?
Yes, on tape recorder.
Continue.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Well, gentle friends, here we come. To ask may we have leave. To ask may we have leave. To ask may we have leave. To sing. If we may not have leave, then listen to the song that tells of our leaving, that tells of our leaving, that tells of our leaving tonight. We have cut our shins crossing the stiles to come here, to come here, to come here tonight. If there are people here who can compose verse, then let us hear them now, then let us hear them now, then let us hear them now tonight. If you've gone to bed too early, in a vengeful spirit, oh, get up again good-naturedly, oh, get up again good-naturedly, oh, get up again good-naturedly tonight. The large sweet cake with all kinds of spices, oh, cut us generous slices, oh, cut generous slices, oh, cut generous slices this Christmastide. Oh, tap the barrel and let it flow freely, don't share it meanly, don't share it meanly, don't share it meanly this Christmastide.
I like it. That's so they're cool. Waking them up.
Yeah, they're like, if you went to bed early...
Give us that fruitcake.
Then you lose where, automatically.
Where the fruitcake?
Automatic
fruit Mary Lou.
Loser.
No, Mary Lou's saying that to the whole manor.
I have a poem. I have a poem.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Did you make this up?
I did make this up.
Oh, but, think very carefully. But
I did not make it up just now. I wrote this.
You wrote it while I was talking?
He wrote no, this no. About... I wrote this poem about 12 years ago. I was working at that time at USP Hazleton.
Oh, and people came dressed as horse skeletons?
Did they go wassailing into prison?
No, they didn't go, well, they make hooch, which is going to be like wassail for...
In their toilet
anyway,
bowls, right?
I wrote this poem for my coworkers.
Oh, jeez.
Okay?
I'm ready. You know it by memory?
Is this real?
This is real.
You know this by memory, though?
Well, I'm hoping that I can get it on the first take.
Okay. Got in one.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Don't make me think too hard.
Wait. Ready?
Okay. Ready? Okay, wait a minute. No, stop it. Don't.
And
I thought that makes sense. Okay. So anyway.
Take
this
one.
This is for any of my coworkers that were working at that time that remembers this poem if they're listening. Let me see if I can get it right.
On Christmas Eve. I hope you're listening and remembering your fond memories.
Well, no,
of
I'm going to let them know. Well, let them know. This is for Maria. This is for Misty.
Okay.
This is for Brian.
Oh, Brian was there.
Okay, this is for those individuals.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let me see if I get it right.
Oh, God. I'm so nervous.
That's a very short poem.
That's it. Okay.
This has been dragging on a long time.
I know, if you just let me.
Not tell us the
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to get it right. I didn't type it down in my notes.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Why are you taking notes?
You ready? It goes like this. The fog rolls into Hazleton like a cat. It sits at the steps. Blinks, yawns, stretches, takes a shit, and walks on.
Wait, is that
it? That was very...
Was that it? Was that it?
That's it! That's it!
What's it have to do with anything?
Because it could be...
So Mary, are you going to say to Mary Lou?
Mary Lou will come. Mary Lou will come to the door. And
you
knock.
Had a poem. You said, "Is anybody having?"
Okay, wait.
Is anybody? Can anybody say?
Time out.
Mary Lou come. Mary Lou could come to the door. Knock on the door, and then the homeowner answers, and Mary Lou goes, "I come to your house."
Like
fog rolls in. I blink. I yawn. I take a shit.
Wait, you think Mary Lou says that? If you don't let me in, I'm going to take a shit on your doorstep like a cat.
Now this is, I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Wait.
I've lost my... This is a Christmas Eve service. I'm sorry.
What a Christmas Eve episode we've created.
I blink, I yawn, I take a shit on your doorstep, and I steal your wassail.
Listen. If you worked at USB Hazleton, you would be thinking...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's exactly what fog does. I hate it.
It was a simile. It was the fog rolls in like
a cat.
A cat.
Duh. Yeah, the word like gave it away.
Yeah,
this is what makes a simile.
It's just a poem.
It didn't rhyme.
I liked it. I liked it. I think
I'm gonna
could
play
be used
in this
for Mary Lou.
Did you just winko? Just winko during your poinko?
You can't. I'm choking on water now.
Keep coughing, ma'am.
Oh.
Wait, do you have another poem? You are knocking.
No, I was knocking because I was going to say, if there are men who can weave verse, oh, please answer us tonight.
I did.
I'm going to take a shit on your doorstep. But technically, if I'm saying that to you, then you're saying I'm going to take a shit on my own doorstep in response to being here.
You said, can anybody do a prose or a poem? And that is what... It's the first thing that came to my mind.
I don't remember her saying that.
It was in her poem.
Oh, okay. Like you're saying, okay, I got you.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm glad someone listened to my poem.
I'm going to come home on Christmas Eve and knock on your door.
The Ring doorbell is going to see Caitlin pulling down her pants. on the front porch.
Wait, don't do it on my doormat. It's brand new.
I'll do it.
Beside.
Beside.
Next reacts to what other gifts Mandy and Toby bring.
I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas to all! Anyway, that's the story of Mary Lude. So there are
speaking
some pictures.
Speaking of Lude.
Yeah, speaking of Lude, so these are some pictures of what the horses look like with people.
Oh, what now the, I get it. Yeah. I cannot figure out what you're talking
or,
about.
Or this is the Christmas card. It's a little creepier.
That's creepy.
With the call and the traditional call and response.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They're breaking into somebody's house.
They're breaking. Maybe that's how it began. They're like, no, you've never heard of Mary Lou.
I think we should start it around here.
Yeah.
And if people, when they don't know the response, because they won't, because we're going
to... Let's go to Matt and Eddie first.
Matt and Eddie first. And if they will give you... You have 3 days after this podcast comes out. And then we're going to come to your house. And we're going to do this, the first part. If
and
you haven't listened and you haven't don't know the response, we're gonna take shit on your porch.
That wasn't even a thing.
And
on
then
the story.
We're gonna come in and steal all your alcohol and food.
Yep. Where's the poet battle?
I rhymed it.
Well,
I used his poem.
What we're saying is if they can't respond, they automatically lose.
Yeah, if you can't respond,
you have
lose.
To give them alcohol.
I gotta practice.
And let us take a
use the restroom.
Oh man, is that the end of the story?
Well, it is, but I feel like that's a really bad note to end on.
Why?
I feel like we should end with a rhyme.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Spent my last dime.
Does anybody have a lime?
Okay, stop.
That didn't rhyme.
You're
come
out.
On, Pop.
You're out. Don't stop.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to rhyme anymore. I can't.
You didn't even rhyme. Your
it was freestyle.
It was a
I
didn't
liked
have...
your rhyme, and I used it to get into Whitney's house. To steal her alcohol.
We live together.
That's why it was that easy.
Your own alcohol. Wait, that's Brian's alcohol in there. Mm-hmm.
Some of it.
Some of it is.
So,
if you've made it this far, we hope that you've enjoyed our countdown to Christmas.
You gonna ask me?
I'm getting there. I hope you've enjoyed our countdown to Christmas. Caitlin, have you enjoyed our countdown to Christmas?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Sarcasm.
It's been great. That wasn't.
I thought you were sincere.
Thank you. That's why we sat together and they sat together.
What a divide. And we cannot hide our feelings inside.
Are you going to ask me?
I'm trying to make a rhyme. Yes, so after hearing this story, will you be kept up at night trying to think of rhymes to keep out Mary Lude? Or will you still sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
I'm going to stay up at night. I'm not confident in my rap battle skills.
Dad, do Anybody you else? Think that you could win a poetry slam? With Mary Lude.
I don't think Welcome I would win a poetry slam. However, I would come up with something memorable.
It depends on who Mary Lude is, because if I come to your door as Mary Lude,
he might not win a poetry slam, but he would win a cat scat.
Yes, mother.
But anyway,
I'm going to be up at night because someone's going to shit on my
Maybe multiple people.
Mad.
Yeah, now.
So I'm going to be
sorry.
Up
sorry.
Watching people.
I'm
that
sorry.
Ring.
I think I brought that up, though.
Sorry.
I brought up the ring doorbell.
It's good. All of it's staying.
I did like
staying.
The story. I did like the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, it was cool. I like the story.
I like the Plinko.
I like the idea of Christmas traditions, and it brought back, you know, wassailing.
Yes.
And
it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. But I enjoyed that.
It was a good one.
So what we've done today is that we've brought up wassailing, warmed Dad's belly with good thoughts and memories of his old job.
No, not really.
Old poems.
Old friends that you told
old
poems
friends.
To.
Yeah.
Given some good Christmas shout-outs. Shout out to Thabir. I literally had it pulled up on my computer and was researching when Thabir came to me and said, hey, this would be a good idea for your podcast. And I said, oh, great minds think alike. Thank you to everybody who inspired this episode. Thank you to Mom and Dad for being here with us. Yes. Thank you to everybody who listened to our countdown to Christmas.
Yes. If you want to know any information, any resources that we use for any of our stories, go to bugandarug.podbean.com. We'll post all of our pictures on Facebook, Bug and a Rug. We'll post also pictures on Instagram. Tweet at us. Both of those are at BIAR Podcast. You can also email us your ideas, BIARpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you thought. Let us know which story was your favorite.
Mom's literally putting her boots on to leave as we're trying to close out the podcast.
They're drive. Boots.
She's got to be careful when she leaves the apartment. There's none outside the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please reach out to us. Let us know your favorite Yule lad, your favorite Christmas legend.
Let us know what you would say to Mary Lute if she...
I want to know your favorite Christmas rhyme.
Oh, yeah. We should send in Plinkos.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What would you say to Mary Lute? Or what would you say to the homeowner that answers the door?
Something nicer than Dad said.
I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
I like it.
All right. Oh, man. So, anyway, from our Christmas rug to yours. I don't know if that actually fits, but I really wanted to say
From our Christmas rug to yours, we wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Thank you for joining us.
Signing off, I'm Whitney.
I'm Caitlin.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm Mom. Happy Holidays.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.